FM's Tom and Ollie can be naughty boys with naughty questions. That's why the following content is rated naughty.
Buckle up, kids.
All ears proceed past this point at their own risk.
Say, kids, what time is it?
She said 9 o'clock.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
God, I love the Pondering Pond. Huge night, Tom. Huge show so far. And lots happening on the social medias, Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, kind of, Tom and Ollie. There's a photo of your Movember campaign you've launched today.
Absolutely. Get involved. Movember starts tomorrow, or you can donate if you don't want to get involved. You can head to our Instagram and click on the link in bio.
Oh, in the photo, you're topless. That's interesting. Oh, you just thought you'd get your rig out for no reason?
I just thought I'd get more likes. It's a like grab on my rig.
Unlikely. Also, you can catch up. People are calling him the KFC Colonel, but it was actually Russell, our cheese man, who did some cheese tasting. A lovely photo of him there as well.
You can, well, with that photo, there's a cheese that has ants on it.
Yeah.
But it's meant to have ants on it.
Yeah. It's weird. Instagram, that one. Not on Facebook, by the way. Instagram.
Absolutely, Ollie. Up next, I don't know if you realise what day it is, but it's...
Yeah, it's the Australian Grand Dairy Awards.
No, it's horror, it's Halloween. So up next, one night stand horror stories.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yeah. They can be a weird thing, the one-night stand. Did you know that, Ollie? Or have you had one?
I had one about 8 years ago.
Oh. Was it a horror story?
It was average. Like my whole sex life.
We'll hear about it next. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Yep. It's Paul Kelly with the one I love. So lovely to chat to that man for Triple M's Oztober Garage Session. Hear the full chat back by downloading the Triple M app and catching up on this show. It was on Monday night. So much fun. Yep. It is Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's naughty after nine.
One night stand horror stories, Tom, is the order of the day. Being Halloween, we love a good horror story. And horror stories, you know, by nature, it sounds like they're scary and there's things going on that you don't want. Mm. I mean, for us, a horror story on the radio is any story where just things went bad.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't a good experience.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share your horror stories of one night stands, Tom? You're more of the historically single lad. You're not anymore. But...
All mine were absolutely brilliant.
Come on. Even the farmer?
I'll rack my brains. No, that was... Yeah, that's good.
That was good.
That was insanely good.
Yeah, right. How about the cop?
Which one?
I won't say where. Look, I have one horror story.
Yeah.
And look, the incident...
Because that's the only time you've had a one-night stand?
Yeah, pretty much. The incident itself wasn't terrible. I mean, it was just your classic, you know, alcohol-infused one-night stand.
Infused, wow.
Yeah. She was
responsible.
She was a backpacker. She was from...
She? Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely. Don't. And anyway, the point was, me and my girlfriend Sarah had been dating for 3 years. We'd broken up for...
Hang on, you said she, right?
Yes, I said she.
Oh, I thought we were both gay on this show.
No.
Oh, God, just me.
I'm just fun and fruity.
Oh.
we were broken up, and I'd had said to Sarah, let's have a break.
Yes.
We had it 3 months off. In that whole time, I hooked up with this one girl.
The love of your life. The girl that you're probably going to spend the rest of your life with. You had a break with her.
Well, we got back together. I had to tell her, look, last week I had a one-night stand. I'm sorry, Sarah. It wasn't good.
Why did you have to tell her that?
I had to tell her that because in that one moment, I ended up getting the common cold of STIs, Tom.
Chlamydia.
Had sex with one girl. You have sex with one girl and you get chlamydia. You know, that's what it was like for me. And then Sarah got it, obviously. She had to get tested and all that stuff.
So not good.
Well,
that happened, producer Tom. That happened.
Well, she might have got it. We don't know. But
you have to treat. If someone you've slept with has got the STI of chlamydia, you just treat. Anyway.
And the point is, you just get the test. Because you take one tablet and it's done. So it's not a terrible...
Sometimes, unless you have like high-class chlamydia like I did, and then you have to like get an injection and a course of
it.
Did
you have
high-grade
chlamydia?
I had like the superbug chlamydia.
Is that what those sores were on your face?
No, it was in my throat, remember?
Oh, yeah, you had a terrible sore throat.
133353, those one-night stand horror stories. You got one? Then give us a call, 133353. G'day, Chris.
Hey, fellas. How are you?
Good, buddy. Good, buddy. How is this one-night stand?
Well, I met a really nice girl one night at an out-of-city suburb pub, club. Anyway, we were having a few drinks. We decided we'd go to the city, but she had to go home and get changed first.
Okay.
So we went to her place. Yep. And I didn't want to go. I just wanted to stay there. So I did the old inhibitor switch thing with, you know, the car not quite in park properly. It wouldn't start. She's Jerry. She goes, that's not in park properly. I go, it is. Look.
No.
Anyway, so she's gone for it. Anyway, we stayed there. And next morning I wake up, I'm kicking back in bed thinking, oh, you know, she's nice. Then she's going to me, the kids are going to love you. Oh, what? Oh. I've paid a bit more attention. I've looked near the bed in the photos. It's like half a cricket team, mate. I'm scarpered.
Did you hang around? Or?
No, I was out of there quicker than crap out of a Shanghai, mate.
Never heard that before, but I get the metaphor.
Wow. 133353. Sorry, I just have to play this.
One-night stand horror stories. What happened on the one-night stand?
Give us a call. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. The Offspring with Gone Away. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. After 9 o'clock, we call it Naughty After 9, right? And it requires a content warning for those that are easily offended. We're looking for your one-night stand horror stories, as it is Halloween tonight.
Can I challenge the ladies listening to get involved? Because I'm sure there are plenty of
sicko men,
females who have had an interesting time with some lads on a one night stand.
Yeah, 133353. Give us a call. We'd love for you to get involved. We'd love your stories. And up next, I'm going to remind you of Jessica's story, Ollie. She got something from a one night stand, which was quite shocking.
An animal.
Well,
was it?
You could say that, a creature of some sort. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. Wasting my time. Default, Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. It's after 9.
A Tom and Ollie content warning.
Yeah, baby.
Tom and Ollie's Naughty After 9.
By the way, stick around because we are going to play a very fun game called Won't Get Fooled Again. And if you're listening now, you are the one that won't get fooled again.
And Tom, remember that time, by the way, speaking of getting fooled, that you called Nickelback Nickel Day?
No, I didn't. Let's chuck on some Nickel Day. Woohoo!
What were you thinking?
Shut up, mate.
You didn't even know that you said it.
Come on, one thought per break. All right, so we're talking about one-night stand horror stories here. It is Halloween tonight. One-night stand horror stories, 133353. I've got Jessica's story to play for you in just a tick, Ollie, but we've got Jason on 133353. Hey, Jason.
Hey.
You're not the rude Jason that always gives us messages on Facebook, are you?
No. It's not my real name anyway. Had to change it.
Good.
What's your horror story, one-night stand horror story?
Broken Hill. I was pretty cashed up. And I was working there for a while and managed to hook up with this lovely girl and took her back. And we had a great old time and I fell asleep in a drunken stupor, feeling pretty pleased with myself because I was king of the world. Mm. Woke up the morning she was gone, but so was all the money in my wallet.
Whoa.
Yeah.
How much and cash do you reckon?
Well, this is going back a while. This would be 25 years plus. Yeah. It was well over 100, which was basically a week's wage.
Yeah.
And, I tried to find her. I had no idea where she just disappeared.
Oh. Did she seem at all dodgy when you were with her?
No. Well, it wasn't going so well when she burst into tears at one stage that night. Oh. And I didn't, you know, I had to spend half the time consoling her. I didn't know what was going on. But no, she sounded like a sweet, awesome girl.
Right.
Yeah. Who needed cash.
My mate once. Ah, no, don't worry. Actually, let's go to Jessica's story. 133353.
Yeah, back away.
Yeah, I know. It wasn't fun. It wasn't a good story.
Okay, well, let's...
Jessica had an amazing one-night stand story. Take a listen.
So I downloaded a dating app, Oasis Active. And
what's it called?
Met a guy off of there.
Okay.
He took me back to his caravan, and I found out that he was a cat hoarder.
Oh, my God.
And one of the cats had a litter of kittens.
Oh, my God.
And I said to him that I would hook up with him for one of the kittens.
Oh, my God.
I ended up taking the kitten home and blocking and deleting him and never speaking to him again.
Oh, my
and
God.
I still have the cat from that. And that was about 6.5 years ago.
That's nice for the cat and for you, but you must have some kind of taste in men to go home to a cat hoarding caravan liver.
I didn't even know he lived in a caravan until we rocked up.
What, was he some kind of Prince Charming that then he just had a caravan and a bunch of cats? Surely not.
Yes, pretty much.
Oh, no, whatever,
why?
Jess. He was
Come
an absolute
on,
oddball and you just were into it.
Did you stay in touch?
No, I blocked and deleted him once I'd left.
So good.
That's a horror story from both ends. For the guy as well. I mean, it's a horror story. He lost a cat. He got blocked.
Hey, we do have a content warning on this show, and I've been told that this one needs a content warning because it's quite gross. G'day, Dan.
Hello, boys. How you going?
Good, mate. What's your one-night stand horror story?
So I went on a trip to Malaysia.
Okay.
And hooked up with a girl in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
Went in raw with her.
Yep.
And I tore my foreskin.
Oh, no. Don't do that. The banjo.
The frenulum.
What did you say, sorry?
It's the medical term. Yeah. Doesn't matter. So you were bleeding a lot?
Yeah, it was. We didn't know what it was. We thought she got her period midway, so I wasn't sure what was worse. But
yeah, it's quite common. We've had many, many banjo string tears on this show. I think we've had a whole segment dedicated to your banjo string being torn, Ollie.
So, well, not mine.
No. Well.
So, Dan, did you then have to... Is it true you have to avoid getting an erection to let it heal?
Oh, I don't know. I was back at it a couple of days later.
Sicko.
Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Just like a five-year-old, these two keep asking questions. And just like a five-year-old, our Play-Doh bill is through the roof. Tom and Ollie on Triple M.
Up next, Tom, we're going to return to a very fun game that we've played once before. It's kind of called Won't Get Fooled Again, but it's an evolving idea. But essentially, there'll be a prank played, and you'll be part of it. You're going to witness as listeners who arrive late to the game in about 10 minutes' time, they will be tricked. You'll be in the gag. It'll be very funny, and there'll be a real stitch-up.
That's after Panic at the Disco. High hopes. Stick around. It's Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Panic at the Disco. High hopes. Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. And damn, we love the music on this station, don't we, Ollie?
We love the tunes, Tom, but there is a bit of fun to be had in sometimes getting things wrong on the radio because people can't help but go, they hear an error.
Mate, we would never get things wrong on this radio, would we?
You got a Nickelback bit there, do you?
Or? Let's chuck on some Nickel Day. Woohoo!
And that wasn't deliberate. You sound confident, but that's you making a mistake, confusing Someday and Nickelback. But people love to call up and say, guys, you got this wrong.
Yeah.
So we've devised a bit of a prank. We don't do stunts on this show, but we don't mind a prank here and there. And it's kind of called Won't Get Fooled Again. We did it about a month ago now, and it was a real success where we confused the backstory of Nirvana. Have a listen to this.
Come As You Are, Nirvana, awesome Aussie music here on Triple M. We have questions.
Are they Aussie?
Yeah, they're Aussie. Nirvana.
Are you sure?
Yeah, they're out of Sydney. And then, look, people weren't too impressed with that, were they, Ollie?
No, they're not Aussie, of course.
Amy was very shocked.
Oh, Amy's called up on 133353.
I want to speak to them.
Hey, Amy. Hey, Amy.
Hi.
Hey, what did you want to call up and say?
I just wanted to say that Nirvana are American.
Sorry, Amy, cut out there. And Nirvana, they're Australian.
Are you thinking of Silverchair or are you taking the piss? Because I only tuned in halfway through, so surely you're joking.
We were joking, Amy,
yeah, it was a big
and
prank.
We got you.
It was a big offspring prank, Tom.
So this is the best part about radio, right? People join in at any moment. Like somebody's literally just joined in now, right then, and they haven't heard the setup to this. We're about to fool every single person that joins us within Midnight Oil's Power and the Passion.
When we come back from this song, I imagine Tom will confuse their origin. I'm guessing we'll probably say they're American.
Well, let's just do a test run, Ollie, just to show everyone what it will be like, all right? Midnight Oil, Power and the Passion, awesome US music there. Those guys from Alabama.
Because you always say awesome US music, Tom. Yeah, out of Alabama, Midnight Oil, loving their political music that they've been pumping out in the last few weeks.
See, then what will happen is the people will start calling on 133353 going, Midnight Oil's from Australia, you dickheads, blah, blah, blah.
So can you add to this by, for one, being a bit of a...
we need your help.
An extra, an actor in this performance and calling up and backing us up after this song. And just by saying, yeah, guys, they're from America.
They're from Alabama.
We're going from Alabama.
Alabama, for sure.
They're from Alabama, but like my T-shirt I'm wearing today, Tom.
133353, please jump on the phone now. Help us out. Let's fool the rest of Australia and let them think that Midnight Oil is from Alabama. Jump on that phone. This is, of course, the boys from Alabama. Midnight Oil, Power and the Passion.
It's devious stuff, isn't it?
It's so much fun.
It's cunning.
You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. Classic American rock there with Midnight Oil, Power and the Passion. My boyfriend loving Midnight Oil. Actually saw them live in their hometown in Alabama, Ollie.
Well, he's American, your boyfriend, so he would love Midnight Oil. Of course, if you want to get involved in the show, 133353, anytime you want to call, feedback, comments. But you're right, Tom. Loving that tune there. Just wanted to touch base with tomorrow night.
Yeah.
We are meant to be doing this show from a new location.
Different city. We're going cross country.
And cross country. And there's been some debate about who's going to be in which room because there's been a bungle with the booking of the beds, Tom.
Yeah.
And so we found ourselves with two bedrooms booked, two double beds, one in each room. And there's you, myself, and producer Tom heading along.
I know. This is an awkward situation, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is awkward because I don't want to bunk with you because you're a pig, for one. But two, I don't know Tom, producer Tom, that well.
No.
So I don't want to be with him. So no. I'm thinking, you're both short men. I think it's fair that you guys bunk together.
Well, that's not fair.
You can top and tail.
Well, why do I have to bunk in with producer Tom?
As I said, you're short.
That'd be right.
I'm a bigger person. And so why would I be sharing with someone like you?
Because I deserve my own room. I'm the one that does the most amount of work on this show, Ollie.
Yeah, right. Well, all I'm saying is if you want that bunk, you better earn it.
How do you want me to earn it?
100 push-ups right now. You want the bunk? You want the bed on your own?
Yeah, I want the bed on my own.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, we've got people have been calling up on 133353 with some feedback.
Yeah.
Mark, what did you want to say?
Am I on? Am I? Yeah.
Yeah.
Just talking about the rich history of the rock that's come out of that part of America, the Deep South, and you've got, of course, Sweet Home Alabama by Lynyrd Skynyrd. And,
oh, you're talking about Midnight Oil?
The Oil, yeah. It's just such a great track. I thought it was someone told me it's early 80s. I thought it was sort of like late 80s or early 90s because it's quite ahead of its time.
We just got a text in on our message on Facebook saying, guys, Midnight Oil are from Australia, not America.
What? That's stupid.
I think most of the band are sort of from around the Alabama area, but I think there is an Australian connection. And look, Peter Garrett, I think he came over as a refugee and did a bit of detention, spent a time there, and amazingly went into politics in Australia. So
yeah, right.
There is an Australian connection there.
They are originally an American band.
Yeah, Midnight Oil. Mitch.
I'm not sure why we're getting a message saying that they're Australian.
Why are the phones lining up about this, Mitch?
Yeah, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, mate. Did you have something to say about Midnight Oil as well?
Yeah, they're one of the greatest US bands of all time.
They're amazing, aren't they?
Unbelievable. From Alabama.
Yeah. Have you seen them live?
No, I haven't. Not yet. But I hear Peter Garrett's one of the best of all time, and his dance moves are second to none.
Yeah. They don't get out here enough, do they?
No. I mean, I wish I could get back to Alabama more, you know, from that one. Scott.
Mate, absolute great American band. I was fortunate enough to see them in their hometown of Sydney, Alabama.
Oh, you saw Midnight Oil in Alabama, did you?
Yeah, mate. Was really lucky, you know, was wandering past local drinking establishment and heard this beat coming out of it, but I need to go and check them out. But I love them to tour Australia.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it'd be good.
They don't get here enough.
Yeah. They don't get here enough. Well, thank you very much, Scott. Here's the brand new one from Greta Van Fleet. It's called You're the One. You're with Triple M's Tom and Ollie. We have questions.
Yeah, 133353 is the number if you want to get involved in the show.
Tom and Ollie, Triple M. New music. It's called You're the One by Greta Van Fleet. Triple M's Tom and Ollie, we have questions. We're having an end of year party. We want to get you there. So head to triplem.com.au. Let us know what you can bring to that party because we want to get you on there. You just click on the win page.
Tom, just before we were reminiscing on the great American band Midnight Oil. And the stuff they've done. And look, it might have taken a while, but we have gotten some spicy feedback on 133353 in regards to that band. Jerry, good evening.
G'day, guys. How you going?
Good, buddy.
What did you want to say?
Sorry?
What did you want to say, Matt? Because we were just talking about the band.
Yeah, there's no relation. There's nothing. They're not nothing to do with the US. They're an Australian band. Fully Australian band.
So Peter Garrett. Midnight Oil?
Yep. Peter Garrett was born in Sydney.
No. They were formed in Fort Payne in Alabama.
No.
Yeah. They toured the Southeast Bar Circuit. I've just got it here on Wikipedia.
Yeah, mate, I wouldn't trust Wikipedia.
Have you seen him live, Jerry?
I certainly did.
And any American accent or anything?
Nope, nothing whatsoever, mate.
Yeah, that's weird.
Festival Hall, 80s, 90s, I reckon it was.
So they are Australian.
Really? They're Australian.
They're a fully Australian band.
We believe they're American.
That's weird.
But then,
Jerry, we do a prank on you. Pranks!
Jerry, you got pranked!
Oh, no!
How do you feel now?
Yeah, like a...
like a right prat. all good, Jerry. It took way too long to get anyone to take the bait there. And
well done.
You're actually nice about it as well, which I really like.
Yeah, well, yeah. All good.
Yeah, all good, mate. But they are they're American or Australian?
Nah, they're Aussies, boys.
Yeah. Oh, they're Aussies. Yeah, all right. Yeah, okay.
Boys will be boys.
Thank you to Scott. Thank you to Mitch for calling up and pretending that the Midnight Oil was from America.
Yeah. They were plants.
Well done, boys.
Sorry,
they were plants.
They were actors.
It's called a game. Won't get fooled again. I reckon that one will be back. And we'll be back tomorrow night. We'll see you then from 7.
Bye.
That was Tom and Ollie on Triple M. Catch up on the show by downloading the Triple M app. And if you like it, share it with your mates. For more Tom and Ollie, hit the boys up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Tom and Ollie.